some sound advice. I asked you if you had contacted legal aid.
Yeah.
You said you had not yet.
Not yet.
It's too late to do it now, but first thing in the morning, you must contact legal aid. Legal aid exists for purposes, you know.
This is the Quality News Network. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a bipartisan congressional delegation are in Damascus. Pelosi said that this morning Syria's president agreed to peace talks with Israel. Discussions also included Iraq. The Iraq Study Group recommended the U.S. enlist Syria's help to quell sectarian violence in neighboring Iraq. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is calling for direct negotiations with Tehran to win the release of 15 British troops seized 2 weeks ago in the Persian Gulf. Blair says both sides in the stalemate favor a peaceable diplomatic end to the dispute. Iran's news service says an envoy from Tehran will be permitted to meet with 5 Iranians seized by U.S. forces in northern Iraq in January. British media report the move may signal a swap of prisoners is forthcoming. In Baghdad, Iraqi officials say the security situation has improved enough to reduce the city's curfew by 2 hours. Starting today, residents are permitted to remain on public streets until 10 p.m. Humanitarian aid is beginning to reach survivors of the tsunami in the Solomon Islands. International rescue workers say, however, damage to airplane runways is hampering rescue efforts in some of the more isolated areas. A 6.2 earthquake has struck a remote area of Afghanistan. There are reports of damage but no injuries. The Afghani government says more than 110 people have been killed in floods and avalanches within the past 4 days. In southern Afghanistan, U.S.-led coalition forces raided a Taliban mosque yesterday, killing 10 and arresting 22. Afghan authorities say those killed and captured were in training for suicide missions. The U.S. may offer to protect Russia from missiles in order to defuse criticism from the Kremlin over the establishment of American bases in Central Europe. That's according to the Pentagon. Talks are scheduled soon. The EPA has reversed itself and agreed to allow California to set vehicle emission standards that are stricter than federal regulations. California will be the first in the nation to set standards cutting tailpipe emissions. Senator John McCain announced he will postpone the official announcement of his presidential candidacy. He's also revamping his campaign finance procedures. McCain's campaign fund is smaller than any other candidate's, both Republican and Democrat. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
If you're a news junkie, there's a book you must read called Don't Mess with the Press, How to Write, Report, and Produce Quality Television News. Don't Mess with the Press is a textbook for journalism students and a handbook for people already in the business. While written primarily as an instructional guide, Don't Mess with the Press is also useful for people who follow the news closely, who want to understand how news decisions are made by quality reporters to ensure they get the best news coverage possible. Don't Mess with the Press was written by Tony Seaton, founder and executive producer of the Quality News Network. Tony began his broadcast journalism career in his teens, eventually covering Watergate, 6 elections, 5 space shots, and a wide range of general news. He also produced Barbara Walters news interviews for ABC. Ordering information for Don't Mess with the Press can be found at qualitynewsnetwork.com. Visit our website and click on the Don't Mess with the Press link.
A leading weather researcher is characterizing the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season as very active. He forecasts 17 named storms and 9 hurricanes, with the probability of one making landfall in the U.S. at 74%. The Justice Department is accusing the nation's second-largest tax preparer of fraud. Officials say the Jackson Hewitt Company has cheated the government of more than $70 million. Investigators say the tax company uses phony W-2 forms and files false reports of deductions. Toyota sales in the U.S. increased nearly 12% in March compared to the same time last year. The automaker cited strong sales of energy-efficient hybrid vehicles. Ford Motor sales fell 9% in March. The company says there was a decrease in fleet sales and flagging consumer interest in its F-Series pickup trucks. The CEO of Daimler Chrysler today announced the German automaker is in talks with possible investors interested in purchasing the troubled Chrysler unit. Microsoft is distributing an emergency security patch designed to plug a hole in its Windows software, including its new Vista system. Customers may download the security update from Microsoft's website. Light sweet crude is trading at $64.44 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. You can find more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, get up. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. And I always hated that name for Wednesday. It always seems to me like, it's Hump Day, everybody. Oh, we get to have sex. No, that's not what we mean. Now, everybody, get up and do your calisthenics. Come on, jumping jacks. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go. You over there, I see you faking it. Put that beer down and do your jumping jacks. Shouldn't be having beer this early in the morning anyway. It's 7 o'clock in L.A. Don't you know that, son? 10 o'clock in New York, 9 o'clock here in bitterly cold Chicago. Well, it's not bitterly cold. It's in the 30s again. What the hell is going on? What kind of frickin' weather is this? I went into work yesterday, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, who have never listened to my show, I am Joe Vecchio, and I do have a regular job, semi-regular, so to speak. But I went into work yesterday, and it was warm out. It was almost like, do I need to take my jacket? I better take one just in case. And I get home, and it's freezing. And I said, I should have brought my hat. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Man, oh, man. Well, hello, everybody. Anyway, everybody, it's 9 o'clock in Chicago, and time once again for the Cup of Joe Radio Show, the show where I remind you that you are being robbed every single day by your employers, by the Bush administration, by the Republican leadership, and by their corporate allies. I want to just have you picture again, as I say every day, and as I'm going to continue to repeat until you get it into your heads, until you start to listen, that the Bush people, all those guys, are in your house right now with a gun to your head, robbing you blind. And they're taking your sons and your daughters, and they're pulling them from you, and they're putting a gun to their head, and they're blowing their brains out right in front of you. Going to war. That's what they're doing to your sons and daughters who are soldiers. They're just doing that right now, and I want you to envision that. And I want you to envision also that the only protection you have is to have all your other fellow workers in that room with you with guns of their own pointing to their heads. And that's what I want to remind you every single freaking day, regardless of what else I talk about. Whether I'm talking about just stuff going on in my life or the headline news. And, you know, I get emails sometimes, people telling me that I should do more headline news and stuff. And that's fine. And I do, you know, if I see a story that's particularly interesting, I'll point it out. Like yesterday I was talking about the French train that broke the standard rail speed record. But, you know something, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, I don't really do the same sort of thing other radio show hosts do. Other radio show hosts will go through a list of, okay, here's what's new, here's what the news is, and here's what we're going to talk about, and they'll discuss that. And that's well and good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's important to talk about these issues of the day. But me, I like to talk about things on a little bit more personal level. I like to point out how the news affects us down here in the trenches. The people who have to go out and work for a living every single day. The people who are the real motor of the world. Don't give me any of this Ayn Rand objectivist crap about a few powerful people who are, you know, run the whole show. It doesn't work that way. Because they need us. Yes, it's important to have people like that who have the ideas and have the leadership to bring these into fruition. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, those people should be, you know, cast out of society or killed or anything like that. But the plain truth of the matter is that if they want to make any money, if they want to accomplish anything, if they want to make a name for themselves, they need us to do it. We are the motor of the world. That's what we are. And while we don't mind that those people with the ideas and with the skills get money, get more money than we do for it, that's perfectly fine because we accept that. But damn it, you're going to make sure that we get enough so that we can lead a good life. And even if we're an unskilled laborer, we can at least go out there and support ourselves, pay our bills, pay our rent, have kids, save up our money, and send them to school so that they have a chance to become the idea people. And if they can't, well, at least they can go out and support themselves. And I want a government that's not necessarily big or small. I want a government that's smart. I want a government that understands that they are stewards of the law and not above the law, like our president believes he's above the law. I want a government that in an emergency we can count on to concentrate on the practical effects of that emergency, on the practical solutions to whatever problem arises, and not a political solution. That's what I want. That's what kind of world I want to live in. Whereas the right wing, especially the neocon right, has this fantasy that if you get rid of all the rules and all the laws, everything will be just fine. As objectivists call it, rational self-interest. That's a bunch of bunk. That's a bunch of bull. Everybody being greedy doesn't make the world a better place. And let me make it clear, I am not a communist. I am not a pacifist. I do not believe that the government should have total, absolute control of the economy. I believe in the free market. I believe in the capitalist system. But I believe it needs to be heavily regulated to prevent abuses like what's going on now. We have a level of wealth distribution right now in this country that's equal to what it was like in the 20s, just before the Great Depression. And people think liberalism arose out of a vacuum. It didn't. It was a reaction, an extreme reaction, or actually a moderate reaction to extreme circumstances. Extreme reactions were communism and fascism. I'm also not a pacifist. Those people who talk about, well, you know, you don't want the war because you don't like war, I said, that's a bunch of crap too. Because if I felt there was a war worth fighting, I'd be out there right now trying to sign up. Even though I'm 45 years old and my body's in such bad shape, I'm going to donate it to science fiction. I am not a pacifist. In fact, I am a very militant liberal. I'm the one out there talking about, let's get out your baseball bats and start cracking some skulls. You don't hear a lot of other liberals talk about, because, you know, the liberals that talk like that, they're just crazy. They can't be doing that. It's crazy. If there's someone who wants to give me a call and talk about these things, we are getting ready to go to our first break, our Beatles break, as they say. And my timing is off. I got to reset my clock again. But that's all right. Let's just go. Let's do our Beatles break. The number to call in if you want to call in is 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4. Head on if you want to talk to me about something. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
The following is a Head On Radio Network special announcement. Ha ha, I'm back! That's right, the rampaging, ranting, tree-hugging, planet-saving, head-banging hippie is back at a brand new time. Fox Up returns weekdays 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, and late night 1 a.m. in Sydney. So set your streamer to a new Foxed Up time here on the Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Hi, this is Sarah Jessica Parker. It's hard to believe that 1.5 million people in New York City are at risk of going hungry. More than half of them are children and the elderly. The Food Bank for New York City provides the food that soup kitchens, food pantries, and shelters use to feed those in need. Now more than ever, we need your help in the fight against hunger. For more information, visit the Food Bank at www.foodbanknyc.org.
This is the Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Cup of Joe radio show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man, stinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the number to call in, 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON, if you want to call in and get in on the action. You know, I always like listening to Quality News Network before I start the show, just those little snippets. And I loved a bit about the attack in Afghanistan that killed the suicide bombers. And it, you know what it made me think of? There was a Monty Python sketch about the Scottish Suicide Squad, and the guy needed a Scottish suicide guy to perform a desk, and they were all jumping out of a building and committing suicide. You know, we got to complete the training, sir. Finally, he only had one left, and the guy they had a fight him to keep him from killing himself before the task was done. He just, oh, how do you get somebody to do that? That always kind of boggled my mind. I mean, I realize that some people get really desperate and stuff like that, but how do you get someone to do that? The kamikazes and the suicide bombers that the Japanese had, you know, they had kids. I think it was kids and women. They would strap tank bombs onto themselves and run in front of the tanks and try to blow the tank up. Excuse me a second. And it's terrible that people do stuff like that. And I'm not talking about so much soldiers, but, you know, women and kids, for crying out loud. But we took out the suicide guys, I guess, before they had a chance to complete their training. Or maybe they just completed their training a little earlier. Then there was a little bit about John McCain, and I still laugh thinking about that. And it's funny because Michael Ware, the Australian commenter, who made McCain rightfully so look like an idiot by you know, when he was on CNN and then McCain was on CNN and McCain was saying, oh, you can walk through any market in Baghdad, or you can walk to some places in Baghdad, perfectly safe, it's perfectly safe. And Michael Ware's like, I'm not sure what world Senator McCain is living in, and you'll excuse me if I didn't hear your question, but I can't hear you above the firefight that's going on around me. And the truth of the matter is that Michael Ware, for all the right-wingers who are screaming bloody murder at him now and basically lying about him, saying that he heckled McCain during a press conference, which he did not do, and even after a video clip of the press conference proved that he did not heckle John McCain, they continued to believe it, that Michael Ware is actually one of theirs. In other words, he's been saying, if you listen to other interviews of him on CNN, and he's been talking about, you know, if we pull out, then, you know, we're just giving Al-Qaeda, you know, what they want. And it just goes to show the pure insanity of the followers of the right wing, that even any inkling of reality tries to seep in there, and they have to beat it down. They're like a stand-up where if somebody coughs, they got to go screaming after them so they don't interrupt their act. Except, of course, it's not a funny act, and they force us all to see it. Instead of us paying to get in there, they force us all to see it. It's just remarkable. Watching, you know, and then they had the numbers out for fundraising, and you know, all this money, $26 million here, $24 million there. Who's getting us? Good Lord, that's a lot of money. And of course, you need all that money. But McCain had the least of any of the major candidates running. I mean, I'm sure he got more than Dennis Kucinich, who I happen to like very much, but I don't take very seriously as a candidate. I'm sorry for the Kucinich supporters, and I know the Head-On Network is a strong supporter of Dennis Kucinich. And again, I don't have anything personally against him. I don't disagree with any of his ideas, but I do not see him as presidential timber. But I guess McCain raised more than him. Hell, Mitt Romney raised $20-something million, and he's, what, 3% in the Republican polls? Who were those 3%? But McCain is supposedly the establishment guy. He's the guy who's, you know, it's his turn now, because, you know, in 96 it was Bob Dole's turn. But McCain has just gone off the loose end. And part of it is, and other bloggers have pointed it out, that McCain was talking all this escalation BS, assuming that the Bush people would never do it. This way he could campaign saying, well, if you had run the war my way, we'd have won by now. And, of course, Bush escalated the war, and you know what? It hasn't changed a damn thing. You know, if you really wanted to escalate this thing, you needed to send about, you know, 300,000 or 400,000 troops in there. And, of course, we don't have 300,000 or 400,000 troops. I'm not particularly happy with much of the Democratic slate, to be perfectly honest. We'll see how things wind out. I haven't made an official endorsement for the primaries just yet. But the thing about it is the Democratic slate is 10 times better than the Republican slate. The Republicans have nobody. They have absolutely nobody. Rudy Giuliani, and who was it that said Huckabee, Governor Huckabee, who said that, you know, if they're going to sit there and say that Rudy Giuliani's personal life doesn't make an issue, then there's a whole lot of Christians who owe Bill Clinton an apology. Because that's how they almost base everything on Bill Clinton, that his personal life, not his performance in office, which was excellent. Maybe all of us liberals didn't like it, but you know what? We don't have to like it. You're not going to get everything. The progressives didn't get everything under Roosevelt that they wanted, and even Roosevelt didn't get everything that he wanted. So, because it doesn't work that way. This is politics. You're dealing with massive amounts of people, all of whom have their own needs and wants, and see the world in their own way. But you're going to sit there and say that Giuliani, who, while he was divorcing his wife, had his mistress move into the Gracie Mansion in New York, which is where the mayor lives. And you're going to talk up, you know, you're not going to point out his personal problems and say, well, that's irrelevant. It's incredible. But they do it time and time again. And Grover Norquist was on the other day, and he was, in fact, talking about, you know, the base, the 20 or 30% that still support George W. Bush, and, you know, talking about his deal take on the war. And I said, you know, this is not about the war for them. This is about George W. Bush. The base is loyal to George W. Bush. And whatever George W. Bush says, they're going to do. If George W. Bush says, we're going to war with Eurasia, we're going to war with Eurasia. If George W. Bush says, we're going to war with Europa, whatever the other ones, other countries are, we're going to war with Europa. They're mindless Bush zombies. If George W. Bush says, one and one is three, they'd be demanding their schools fix all their textbooks to reflect that, despite the fact that one and one equals two. And how do you fight that? First of all, the best way to deal with that is to make sure these people don't stay in power. Or that, well, whatever segment of the country has this kind of personality cult, Reverend Moon type thing going on. And Reverend Moon, by the way, is a big supporter of the American Republican Party. Just have to make sure that these people don't have any real power to make changes in the world. Because, you know, there's always going to be morons, there's always going to be idiots, there's always going to be religious fanatics out there, and multitudes of ignorant, scummy people, racists, bigots, insults of all kinds. There's always going to be those people out there, but they have to be marginalized. That's not the right word. They just have to be, you have to make sure that they're not the ones controlling things. That's the important thing. And you expect a level of sanity from certain people. Like, for example, the newspapers, the news industry. We expect them to report the truth and not just give us this gossip crapola. Well, you know, John Smith says one and one is two, but John Doe there says that one and one is three. Who's right? You decide. Wait a minute. That's not a matter of opinion. What you should be saying is John Doe says one and one and three. He's a friggin' idiot. That's what you should be saying. It's like that old thing about people say if you drop a pea and a watermelon from a distance, from the same distance, which will hit the ground first? Well, there are some that would say, without thinking about it, there were some that would say that the watermelon will hit the ground first because it's heavier. And it seems to make sense when you think about it. Now, the ways you can deal with this is you can argue about this endlessly, or you can drop a watermelon and a pea from a distance and see what happens. And the fact is that they both hit the ground at the same time. But the news won't report it that way. That's the point I'm trying to make. And we expect better from them. We expect better because they pretend to be professionals. Let me hear what you have to say about all this. 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-4. Head on. We're halfway through the Cup of Joe radio show. And we'll be back the other half right after these messages.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why unreportednews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. UnreportedNews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to UnreportedNews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here on the Cup of Joe radio show for the second half of the show. Hey, we've got a schedule change on the Head On Radio Network. Immediately following my show will no longer be Jeff Allen Wolf. We have John Fox, who will have Foxed Up starting today. This schedule was made because John Fox lives on the other side of the frickin' world in Australia, which I've never visited, but which I would like to visit because I hear it's a really nice country. But because he was having to get up at ungodly hours to do his show, they decided to move him up. So he essentially, for him, is doing a late night show. And John is over in the Head On Radio Network chat room. And if you want to join him and all of us there, there's a bunch of people, a nice, good crowd there. You can go to headonradionetwork.com, scroll down a bit, and look to the right, and you'll see the chat room link. And John Fox is complaining that he's upside down. Well, you know, it's your own fault, mate, for living down there. You could come up here and live and live right side up, but you chose it. That's a schedule change. Agnes, when is Jeff Allen Wolf? What does he move to? Because the schedule's changed now, and I just want to be sure I get everything right when I talk about the schedule. But did you move him back an hour or so? Because he was pre-recorded, if I'm not mistaken. I'm glad for John, because John, you know, and that's the wonderful thing about the internets. is that we can have shows. Because I do, you know, the studio is in West Virginia. I do my show from here in Chicago. John does it from Australia. Guy James, I don't know where Guy James goes from. But we're all, you know, we're all in different areas. It's not like we have one studio. And that's what I love about the internets. And I like to say internets, because that's what George Bush called it, because he's such a frickin' idiot. I was starting to talk about the right wing, and one of the aspects of the right wing, and of course how they get people to support them, is they get them to focus on, you know, people who get something for nothing. And that's what they bitch about all the time. And the Republican leadership, they hate certain things, like they hate PBS. They hate public schools. They hate public libraries because, they, you know, they're getting something for nothing. In their minds, when you're born into the world, I guess, you owe somebody something. And you have to work to give it to them. That's how it works in their minds. Because they can't stand the idea of somebody, you know, being fed, having water, having shelter, having clothing, that they didn't use, they didn't get that by making other people richer. Because that's basically for the Republican leadership, for the Bush administration, for their financial backers, that's how they see people like you and me, as just tools to make them richer. Whether we get what we deserve for our hard efforts, that's not relevant to them. That is absolutely not relevant to them. We're just little pawns. And you know what? There are people like that all over the world in different, you know, in different countries. Whether we're talking about corporate leaders or we're talking about people in government who are often tools for these corporate leaders, for the money people. They're all over the world. And they talk about a global economy, but they talk about it in terms of almost slavery. We're seeing that now in this kind of race to the bottom for employees. And I've mentioned the news thing, and you're seeing it here in Circuit City and their decision to lay off, what was it, about 3,400 people and let them reapply for their jobs in 10 weeks at lower salaries. And the reason that's happening is because the working people don't have any options. Because as you live, you need money. You got to have money to pay the rent. You got to have money to pay the bills. You got to have money to eat. You have to have this. And because most people are not born with this, with all this money, you have to go out and work. And because you have to go out and work, and work is, well, hard work. You spend 40 hours a week and you're tired. And they want to get you to the point where you're so busy just working to survive that you can't concentrate on the fact that these people are robbing you blind. And that's what they want. And what they want even more is for us to fight amongst each other. Something for nothing? I believe, as most liberals believe, that when you're born, you're entitled to a decent life. That you're entitled to... that if you play by the rules and work hard, that you will succeed and hopefully leave a better part, leave a better life for your children. And I believe that we all work together as part of a social contract so that we all support each other and not work against each other. That's what I believe. That's not what they believe. What was it in the movie? Was it Godfather Part 2, where Al Pacino was in Cuba, and he saw the suicide bombing, and he was commenting to his other gangster friends out there, saying, "You know, I saw this guy kill himself," and the other gangster leader said, "What does that make you think?" He said, "Well, it makes, you know, the police get paid a lot of money. These people are doing it for free. It makes you think that they can win." Which, of course, was a scary... This was pre-Castro Cuba, when the revolution was going on. And a lot of people thought that, you know, the communists would not win, which, of course, they did. Although everybody lost in the long run. But the point I'm trying to make is that we here at the Head On Network, all of us, whether we're talking about John Fox or Jeff Allen Wolf or Bob Kincaid or Guy James, all of us, Dr. Bill O'Brien, we are all doing this basically because we feel compelled to do this. We're doing this for free while the guys like the Limbaughs and the Hannitys and the Bortzes and all these SOBs, they do it for a lot of money. They do it for a lot of money. And would they continue to do it if they weren't getting paid gobs of money? I doubt it. You know, and all these people who are talking about, you know, morals and you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, blah, 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 blah. You know, when Rush Limbaugh got his first radio gig, the reason he got it is that he owned the station. His daddy owned the station. And people talk about Donald Trump like he's some wonderful financial wizard. Well, Donald Trump was born with $3 million. He was born into a rich family and he inherited $3 million. Yeah, John Fox saying in the chat room, pull on this bootstrap, pal. Pull this. It just sickens me, day in and day out, to see these people talking about, we don't want people to get something for nothing, whereas you have people in charge right now who got everything they have for nothing. And as example number one, as people's exhibit number one, I point to George W. Bush. This is a man who, if he didn't have that family name behind him, if he didn't have all the wealth behind him and all those people propping him up, the man couldn't manage a 7-Eleven. Something for nothing? That's a bunch of crap. He's failed at every single business he's been involved in. The only time he ever made money on a business was his ownership of the Texas Rangers ballpark, which was a sweetheart deal that was given him, and then he sold his shares at a profit because of all of his friends and pals that were willing to do that. Something for nothing is what these guys all get. So long as they curb the party line. Because you know the second that they deviate from that party line, they're in trouble. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, we here at the Head On Network, we are doing this because we feel we have to do this. And I've said this before, it could be that we could get some massive investment and we could all be making at least, I don't want to say tons of money, but enough money so that we could concentrate on the Head On Network and I won't have to actually go to another job. Texas Betsy from the chat room is right. George W. Bush stole the land from under the stadium, the Arlington Ballpark. That's the truth. They basically stole it from the people who owned it and built a ballpark on top of it, which is why I have difficulty, no matter how nice a ballpark it is, and it is a nice ballpark, that's how that land was acquired. But we just have to realize that these people have been getting something for nothing all their lives, and we have to put a stop to it. And if by some miracle we get an investor in the next, you know, few months or year or 2 years or whatever, that would be great and wonderful. But you know what? Even if we don't, I'm going to be here as long as I possibly can. The Head On Network is going to be here as long as it possibly can. We're going to do this because what we have to say needs to be said. And people need to hear it. And we're doing this for free. We're not suicide bombers. We don't want to kill ourselves. But we're doing this because we feel compelled to. And I know a lot of you out there are just wondering, what can I do? What can I do, you know? And there's many things you can do. You can volunteer your services. Or you can, you know, hell, start up your own network. I mean, the technology is more available to us now. That's what I love about the internets with the screaming audio and all that. That's fairly easy to do, and that's why some people really fear the internet. Let's take our last break. I'm just kind of rambling right now, but I got some more specific stuff to talk about after the break. Let's take our last break. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news. Thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interest, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Okay, and we're back for the last segment of the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Man, these hour shows go by quickly. I'm going to continue on with the topic I was talking about, and that the Republicans who talk about despising getting something for nothing, and yet they're full of people who got something for nothing. I remember, in fact, during the debates in the 2000 between the one scumbag Dick Cheney and the other scumbag Joe Lieberman, Dick Cheney, of course, was forced to resign, quote-unquote, from Halliburton, and he got a very nice retirement package, of course, several hundred billion dollars, as always. And Lieberman cracked that Americans wish they could have got the kind of retirement from, you know, that you just got. And Cheney snarled back, yeah, and the government had nothing to do with it, which was a big, bold-faced lie! Dick Cheney never made a penny in his life that didn't come from the government in one way, shape, or form. Everything he's ever done, he was a congressman, he worked as a secretary of defense, and then when he went to Halliburton got their money from government contracts. Every penny he's ever made, pretty much, except maybe when he was first starting to work. And even then, who knows, came directly from the government. Came from our taxpayer dollars. And Lieberman, I first knew there was something wrong with Lieberman when he didn't call him on that. And when Cheney made that comment, you heard all the right-wingers in the audience just hear, yay, yeah, private industry, yay! And you know what the problem with that is? The problem with that is that these people never learn from their mistakes because they never suffer for them. Because one of the other things they talk about is people taking consequences for their own choices, for their own actions. And yet, somehow, they never seem to take the consequences of their own actions. Bush fails at business, no problem. Here is daddy to prop him up with another one. And it goes to show what a bad president he is, that he's never learned from his mistakes. He's never had to. And that's why he can't be challenged with anything, because I don't make mistakes. I'm president. How can I make mistakes? If you're so smart, how come I'm president? That stupid frat boy attitude. And that's what makes his world go round. Since they never make mistakes, they never learn from them. Whereas when we make a bad choice, we face severe consequences for it. If we screw up on our jobs bad enough, we get fired and we have to go look for another work and we have to explain to our next employer why we lost our last job. Those are consequences. But when did Bush ever have to face those kinds of consequences? When did Cheney ever have to face those kinds of consequences? You know, Rush Limbaugh's ratings can go way down on a radio station, but the advertisers still pay for him. Because you know why? They're not interested in his ratings. They're interested in getting that word out. That's all part of their propaganda machine. And what angers me the most is the idiots who follow these guys, who support them, who cheer them on, while they're literally picking their pockets and cutting their throats. They fill them all full of lies about rugged individuals and this and that and consequences. And, of course, they don't really mean them. At least, I mean, the radio show hosts don't really mean themselves. And the followers, you know, they assume they're talking about somebody else. But you know what the truth of the matter is? That they are being made fun of and they're being ripped off by these guys. And they don't understand it and they don't see it. Or they don't want to see it. Because they've invested too much of their personality into following these lugheads. It's just not within their capability. That's what angers me. That they can't or won't see it. And so much of it is just plain racism. We want, you know, rules for white people and rules for black people. Rules for these wealthy elite people and rules for other people. Where all I want is a world where if you go out and you work hard, you can support yourself. And if you're smarter and have more skills, you make a little more money. But not so much that you can control the lives of other people around you. I don't want my world to be dictated by Bill Gates. I don't want my world to be dictated by Donald Trump. I don't want my world to be dictated by Paris frickin' Hilton. The golden rule for ages is that he who has the gold makes the rules. And we need to rethink our entire society, as far as I'm concerned. We need to reshape all of it. And when I talk to Democrats about what they need to talk about ideas in the future, we have to think above and beyond what's good for America. We need to think about the working people in Vietnam, in Mexico. The people that the Republicans are pointing to and saying they're the ones to blame for your problems. They're the ones causing your problems. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, the Mexicans, the Vietnamese, the Chinese, all these people have nothing to do with what your problems are. Because the Vietnamese citizens, the Chinese citizens, the Mexican citizens, all those people there on the bottom that are working for a living, they don't set the policy. They are just doing what you would do in the same situation, working to make their lives better and to leave something better for their kids. In that sense, they're no different from you and me. And you have to understand that. And we have to gear our policy towards that. Me, I'm a globalist. I believe that eventually we're going to have a global economy. We technically already have a global economy to a certain extent. We're all interdependent on each other. But eventually there's going to come a day when there is going to be a single global currency and a single global government. I don't know if that's going to be in my lifetime. I don't know if it's going to be in a century from now, but it is going to happen. Because the alternative to that is that there's going to be a massive nuclear war of some kind, and that we're going to be wiped out. But slowly, inexorably, we are leading towards that. The only question is, what type of government is it going to be? And it seems to me that our choices are fairly obvious. We could have a government whose basis is in the power of the people. Or we can have a government that's run by the large corporations. Which do you want to live under? I, for one, have no desire to live under a corporate authoritarian state. I have no desire to live under such a circumstance. And neither should you. I'm not saying that we should do, you know, what the communists did and be like that. I'm saying we need to make sure that we have some control over whatever global government comes along, and that we need to gear our policies and our thinking towards that. A better world, not just for American kids, but for Mexican kids, for Chinese kids, for Vietnamese kids, for kids in India, for kids in Bangladesh, for kids in Russia, Romania, Iraq, Iran, all of those places. Because we're all the same in that sense. And if those people are the ones that run the world, there would be no more wars, because those are not the ones that want the wars. The ones that want the wars are the people who want to get money from them and get more power from them. And they sucker everybody else into going to war and doing their fighting for them. Anyway, it's time to wrap up. We got to get out of here because we got to make room for John Fox coming up next. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network, the lovely, wonderful, fantastic Agnes Kincaid running the board out there in the studio in West Virginia. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. Foxed Up with John Fox is coming up next on all of your Head On Radio Network stations. Until then, this is Joe Vecchio saying see you tomorrow, and hey, hey, get back to work.
Joe, I crave a plate of Dave, open a jar of John. Don't put anything on, I'll chug a jug of George. I'll sip a mug of Doug with the creamer of Steve. How many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scott, heat up a pan of Stan. Throw in a handful of Dick, that'll do. Serve a carafe of mash upon a tray of Ray. I'll lick a
This is the Quality News Network. Iran has agreed to release 15 British troops seized 2 weeks ago in the Persian Gulf. Details are sketchy, but it's believed the captives will be released within the hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a bipartisan congressional delegation are in Damascus. Pelosi said that this morning Syria's president agreed to peace talks with Israel. Discussions also included Iraq. The Iraq Study Group recommended the U.S. enlist Syria's help to quell sectarian violence in the neighboring country. Iran's news service says an envoy from Tehran will be permitted to meet with 5 Iranians seized by U.S. forces in northern Iraq in January. British media reports the move signaled a swap of prisoners was forthcoming. In Baghdad, Iraqi officials say the security situation has improved enough to reduce the city's curfew by 2 hours. Starting today, residents are permitted to remain on public streets until 10 p.m. Humanitarian aid is beginning to reach survivors of the tsunami in the Solomon Islands. International rescue workers say, however, damage to airplane runways is hampering rescue efforts in some of the more isolated areas. Victims' greatest need is for fresh, clean water. Mass protests are expected today in Kiev, Ukraine. Pro-democracy President Viktor Yushchenko has announced he will dissolve the Ukrainian parliament and hold early elections. His opponents avowed their demonstrations will cripple the country. The EPA has reversed itself and agreed to allow California to set vehicle emission standards that are stricter than federal regulations. California will be the first in the nation to set standards cutting tailpipe emissions. In Dublin, California, the courts have freed the young journalist who spent 226 days in prison for refusing to turn over a videotape he made of a San Francisco street demonstration. 24-year-old Joshua Wolfe has spent more time in prison than any other U.S. journalist for refusing to testify to a grand jury. Senator John McCain announced he will postpone the official announcement of his presidential candidacy.